We all have rituals, habits that shape our days, and some are amazing, some not so much. How are your rituals serving you?
Hello, and welcome to the Connect Podcast. This show is all about helping you connect to your soul's calling so you can take action on it. Because the sweetest success is a blend of discovering your purpose with the inner drive to bring it to life. I'm Sheila Botello, health coach, lifestyle entrepreneur, and mom of two, best known for my online wellness programs, mentoring, and self-love passion. Listen in for inspiring interviews, solo chats, and Q&A sessions that will move you past overwhelm towards what lights you up. Stop accepting good enough and go for your version of great in your health, business, and relationships. Let's get started.
Hi, welcome to this Q&A. How are you doing? And I want to ask you a question. How are your rituals serving you? You may wonder, what do you mean rituals? I don't really have any rituals because that seems very ethereal. But let me ask you a different way. How are your habits serving you? What kind of habits are those things that you do each day, day in, day out, that you don't really even think about? Sometimes taking space to consider these things is where we can find the little shifts that we can make to create big shifts long-term in our lives. And all of us have habits that we do each day, rituals that start our day, that we do in between activities and things that end our day. So I want you to think about that today, because our rituals really do either set us up for success in our life and our health, or they can get in the way of our best, most vibrant showing up in the world. So as we're talking about this today, I just want you to take a few deep breaths and consider, what are the rituals that come to mind for you that you do every single day without fail? It could be you have a cup of coffee first thing in the morning. And as I talked about with Kim Brewa about cacao, we talked about how often coffee can be that beautiful ritual that people have each day. And we can think about, is it serving you the amount of coffee you're having, the time of day you're having it, etc.? These are other things. I've talked about caffeine and your health in past videos and in past podcasts, so I invite you to go back and look at those. And I also want to tell you, this is not an episode for you to start thinking, oh no, she's going to tell me to stop doing all of these things, because I want you to have joy in your life. The question is, let's start with, what are your current rituals and are they really, really serving you? And only you will know the answer to that. So as you stop and consider, take a deep breath and think about, what rituals do you do each day that you absolutely love, that make you feel amazing, and that you also know are serving you? They're helping boost your health. They're helping boost your mental health, your clarity, and even the relationships in your life. So stop, take a breath, and think about that. Now, I want you to celebrate that. I want you to celebrate the fact that you actually have some rituals that are serving you, that you believe are helping your health improve and have you set up for more longevity in your health. Some of those rituals may be starting your day with a big glass of water each day. Perhaps you have lemon water. I love lemon water personally, and it is a beautiful way of detoxifying after your body has been working all night to cleanse itself and revitalize itself during your sleep. Perhaps your ritual is you start your day with a prayer or some kind of incantation that sets you up for the day in a positive way. Perhaps your ritual is hugging your loved ones, petting your pets, snuggling with them, and that fills you up. And perhaps your end of the day rituals may be you have some sort of bath time ritual or journaling ritual or something that really helps you release and relax into a restful sleep. So celebrate that. Start there. Start by celebrating what you're doing well and what you know is serving you. And now I want you to think about one of the rituals, the first one that comes to mind, that you don't believe is serving you. We all have them. Sometimes these would be considered numbing activities. Those things we turn to when the heat goes up in a conversation or when we experience outside stress that hits us all of a sudden. If we are in the middle of making a decision and we don't know what to do and it's overwhelming us, what are those rituals that you turn to during those times? Is there one in particular? For some of us, it is leaving our body and scrolling social media, turning on a show and getting lost in it and escaping into it. Some of us, it is eating comfort food. Sometimes it is getting into an argument and your ritual is to deflect what you are experiencing in that moment. So what is it for you? And first of all, I want to say there's no judgment for whatever that is because we all have our defaults. I'm going to get super vulnerable with you right now and tell you that one of my defaults, if I'm feeling heightened stress in a conversation with someone very, very close to me, and this only happens with few people, sometimes defensiveness can rise in me and then I'm deflecting and I'm not really sitting with what is being said and my mind is not really thinking rationally in that moment. And as the pressure builds, that's when defensiveness can rise. And then it can create a whole cascade of events after that. Now, the good thing is I'm aware that this can happen. And over the years, I've gotten better at A, identifying it, and B, looking to shift it or shut it down in the moment. This is particularly something that can happen when you're a parent as well, because you're dealing with shifting times and growth phases of your children. And as I've said many times, and I'm so grateful for Dr. Shefali Sabari and her work in parenting, talking about the awakened parent, the awakened child, like we as parents are reparenting ourselves because these young lives are growing and changing and they're testing the waters. And so we need to step back, take some breaths, realize we are not in our own childhood situation anymore. This is something brand new and we get to witness and be there as a soft landing spot for our children. It's a completely different way of looking at things, but defensiveness can rise in parenting. Let me tell you, even if you have an incredible relationship with your family and your loved ones, defensiveness can come up because often it is learned. And I will tell you, it is something that was learned for me growing up as well. And I take full ownership of my part in it when it happens. So I'm grateful for the awareness, but do you see how having awareness of this, of any other kind of triggering event, a ritual that may not be helpful to you, how when you recognize it, you can shift it. You actually do have the power to change it. So again, take some deep breaths and consider what would be a better way for me to handle that stressful situation, for instance? What would be a better thing for me to do instead of just numbing out and scrolling or deflecting or getting into an argument? Perhaps it would be to step away, to take space for yourself, to have a glass of water, to get some fresh air, to go out into nature. And I'm telling you, when you do that, and I can say from experience, you start to get connected to the big picture again and realize this is a moment in time. And so some of these rituals also are things we're doing every single day, morning and evening, throughout the day, turning to habits, turning to substances, or turning to technology and things to deflect us from what we really need to be dealing with. So think about that one thing. What is it for you? And I want you to make note of it, mark it down in your phone or write it down, because I have a few action steps that I'd love for you to consider. I invite you into doing for yourself so that you can see some shifts happen in your rituals. It's powerful. When you do it one time, you realize you can make shifts with other things as well. And I also want to say, if you like to scroll social media and watch shows and stuff, I also want to say there is a time for that. Absolutely. Like, I know I came through a lot of difficult situations when I was having people around me who were sick and who were passing away. And my brain needed a break. I could not process anymore. And so going to a place of escape to a healthy place, right? For me, that was, you know, some really nourishing, fun show or series that just took me into another more happy place. I just needed that. And it really sustained me. I knew that I was doing it after a while. Not at first. I kind of did it without thinking. But I'm so glad that I did, because it did give my mind rest. And it helped give me perspective on the problem. So I just want you to know, like, whatever it is for you, again, you get to do it the way that works for you. So here are some things that I want you to consider doing next. Once you have identified that one area, that one ritual that you want to remove, replace, or shift, I want you to try replacing it with something different for 5 days. So again, think about the thing that would be a healthier response, something that would be more nourishing to you, to your nervous system, to your body, to your health, and to your relationship, and do that instead. So if it's like the example I gave you, stepping away, taking some space, getting some fresh air, having a drink of water, and maybe even just saying, having a phrase that you go to, your ritual is this phrase of, I'm very emotional right now, and I don't think I'm going to say anything constructive, so I need some time. Whatever it works for you, that is something. And it's something that can help restore and protect relationships too. If it is a numbing behavior, like say you go to comfort food when you get stressed, think, okay, what else can I do when I'm stressed? Perhaps it is taking, you know, a hand on your heart, you know, right hand with the left hand on top, and take some deep breaths and say to yourself, I am safe in this moment. And you may not have been feeling safe up until that time, but in this moment, if you're able to stop, take a deep breath, yes, it's going to signal safety. Have a drink of water, go out into nature, do something that you feel is more healthy for you. And once you've done that for 5 days, once you've made that cognitive shift, like really being conscious about it, then see if you can continue it. And then look at the next area in your life that you feel like you want to address, an area in your wellness. Is there a type of food you keep going to, but you just know like it inflames your stomach and makes you feel horrible, but you keep going to that food and never getting a different result, right? What can you shift that food with? Something more alkaline, something more nourishing, something lighter. You know what it is. When you get quiet, you know what you need to shift. That's the beauty of the work that I do. It's not about telling you all these new things that you need to do and all these new fads and all of these new types of details. Typically, really good health can be simple. It is about implementing and integrating what we know to do. And so I hope that is helpful to you. And lastly, I invite you to do a quarterly or a monthly or a weekly, whatever works for you, audit check on your rituals. Just take a space to consider, how are my rituals? Are they serving me? Doing exactly what we did right here, doing it on a regular basis. Because when you do, you're going to feel more connected with yourself. It's so easy for us to just go with the flow of life and just be on a treadmill and not be really present with how we're really truly doing. And are these daily rituals actually serving us? When you do an audit of them, you can step by step start replacing them with more empowering, healthy, beautiful things that you can do each day that lift you up. And when you are feeling amazing, when you are lifted up, when you are strong, you have capacity to face all of the challenges that will inevitably come in this human experience. And you'll be better capable and equipped to serve those around you in need who may not be at that place in their life yet. They may not be ready for this kind of stuff, and that is okay. We're all on a different path in our journey, but you get to shine brighter to be there for others, and it can be an amazing feeling when you do that. So thanks for listening today. I'd love to hear this lands with you. I'd love to hear what you implement, what kind of rituals you're switching up. Let me know. You can hit me up in the DMs. You can email me at hello@sheilabotello.com. Whatever works for you. I'm so grateful for you, and I wish you all the best with your beautiful, healthy rituals. See you next time.
Thank you so much for being here with me on the Connect Podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with someone you think would enjoy it. Also, if you head over to iTunes to leave a review, I'd be so grateful. Let us know what your favorite parts were and what you'd like to hear more of. It will help us have a greater impact, elevating many more people to grow and succeed together. See you next time.